Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, just getting endoscopy report on Gary Venema, date of birth 5/30/1959, date of procedure February 23rd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Patel. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy. Polypectomy and cold biopsy. Indication is family history of colon cancer, comma screening. Colonoscopy description procedure. Informed consent is obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or all experience of the patient. Get the patient about the endoscopy seat, place in the lateral position, stage for anesthesia services, monitoring, anesthesia care. Period. Digital rectal exam was normal. Period. Well lubricated, with this video, colonoscope is induced into the rectum and advanced into the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. Ileocecal valve and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure transform, sternal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflex was obtained of the rectum. Period. Glossing bowel prep score was 5, 1-2-2. Grade as a poor prep. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Glossing bowel prep score 5, 1-2-2. Grade as a poor prep on the right side. Next line. There was a diminutive hepatic flexure polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a flat sessile descending colon polyp approximately 8 millimeters in size removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. They were non-bleeding. Next line, there was hypertrophied anal papillae. Comma 1 was larger than the rest, and this one was biopsied for histology. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year given poor prep on the right side and pending path. Next line. If the hypertrophied anal papillae biopsy shows anything more than if the hypertrophied anal papillae reveals any polypoid mucosa, would recommend repeat flexiv and total removal. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.